At new homes, mill the way things fluctuate, you wonder sometimes if they will ever stay the same. My little niece saw her recently deceased grandfather several nights after his death in her room. The crying stopped. My sister asked her why she stopped crying, and she said that her poppy came into her room, sat down next to her and talked to her for a bit. It's not really a matter of whether I believe it or not, it's the fact that kids rule the planet. When people come back, it's them that they visit first, and that's the mystery that makes all the sense in the history of history books. It's not that I don't want to go into work, just need more time away from it, you know, I'd love to, but I just took another job offer. How aware can one be? She begged me until there was no other way to beg me, and I finally took her by the neck and pulled her clothes. Thought you were never going to ask, I told her. The last magistrate for the first constable, hey, slap on some silly smelling face, baby, and call it a day. Flagging the flower bucket, stones around the pillar of porch, plants lopping in the cool, and a beer for the ages that were never counted. We all ended up here, and when we end up where we didn't expect, it will be then that we know we are uniquely and indelibly alive. The dreams last night, I was in some control room of sorts in Washington, could have been the White House or the Pentagon, without much latent or such. I was sitting next to a wall that had a huge map tacked to it, was sitting next to President George W. and he was on a red phone talking to someone on the other end. Either the Vice President, Secretary of Defense, or other confidant that obviously knew more than him when it comes to war and abjectly trying to blow folks out of their lives from the air or other. So, he's starting to get heated about his stance on going to war with Iraq and the fact that he doesn't give a shit whether the Senate passes the unanimous resolution to give him full control or not to declare war. So, the bickering goes back and forth for a minute more, and then the verbal bomb comes from George. Look, I'm not going to endanger the teenagers of today or tomorrow by having our Senate blocks a decision we have to make. I will veto their decision if it doesn't favor me, son of a bitch. He slams the phone down, throws the phone a second later, and starts yelling son of a bitch over and over. His staffers are quiet as he storms out of the room, still yelling and mad about the conversation on the phone, and I wonder if any of the staffers wouldn't mind if Clinton came back for a little while. In the house, all the music from the UK, all the food from Italy, and all the noise from the US, there's nothing like the clarity of thinking, rolling around in bed right after waking on a slightly cold morning with the warm fumes of blanket smashing your face when you lift the blanket a little to look and make sure your balls are still around. Water works so well in the body, and on the surface of the earth, but if you spill it in electronics you're fucked. As dependent on electronics as we are and how dependent our body is on water, you would have to find this a smidge on the fucking goofy side. How many people can you sue in a year's period? Have you told your pals that you ate all their fucking peanut butter yet? The world is a big pink fat balloon, and we can only handle about one hero a day as the housewife soaks the toes in Epsom spring. The world is floating away in a pink blur of helium, and we take all the mashed stories of tragedy and swallow them up in hopes that we will finally get the point, picture or inspiration that one balloon going over the bobbing heads on the ground should give by just being a pink ball that has an offer which is not known or heard of over our nightly cup of coffee. I've had some damn comfortable sleep for the last several nights. The dreams have been easy, smooth, and I remember exactly what went down. Last night, had a dream that I ordered a Big Mac meal at some McDonald's somewhere, remember eating every bite of the sandwich and fries, remember the dipping sauce and the feeling in my body, that suck of energy gone. Then, I woke up to take a piss, my body felt like I had the sandwich and fries. People in the restaurant were goofy like a group of workers there and people eating the food. Oh, I think I went out back and had the food. I remember signs from other dreams in the sequence and waking up every once in a bit to turn over and get ready for the next sequence. These evenings of sleep in this place have been so damned comfortable, it's hard to get up and walk away from the covers the grand music let down, if it ever came out, is to find out that Pavarotti isn't really Italian. You know, If you spell Walmart backwards and rearrange the words, it is La Tram, it's a lot, you ride the tram, seem a little trapping, you know, how can we invade your personal space when we don't even know what your space is supposed to be? Coltrane is on the horns and everything is just fine, early exits and the last beginning, each time you step away, you step further into it, and when there's no more steps to take, you had better know how to fucking dance, the gay kids. Belting out the songs of the new world, as the singers from the old beat their heads up one more time and wish for the best, the unbelievable today is one of the few things left to believe, one word is one word enough in the room of silence, phasing out the cigarette like a lover I once had, old friends and Paul S. in the background with his insane girlfriends, back from DC and following the scent of sure danger, not much paper, there's just not much paper left in this town for a kid like me, the cat chasing the moon through semi-drawn blinds and all the power of a superhero ready to be discovered by the feline world, one ring on the white ledge before me is one needle in this kid's arm, the ex-heroin addicts, home and their methadone hope resting on the busts of Christ strewn delicately around the abandoned, S&M covered house, talking a little time out for Jelly Roll, and a bit more for Morgan, back to a cold weather Casey and all the Charlies, crazies and charlatans they create, squash to pair and grow the tomatoes, his life to be sued on ensued. Teens and their hang UPS while the mother wants to get fucked all good and well, morning quotes and evening reflection, Castle Grayskull and the pit crew back in old Barksdale, Louisiana, everyone warming up their Friday plans as the plucker smashes his guitar to bits. Oh, the blue and serene of that dream with the ocean, and the women that asked me shortly after getting in with the higher and higher waves if I preferred a flathead or Phillips head screwdriver, I said, flat, but the last good screw I performed was with a Phillips head. I was on the set of Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, he called the reigning champion quite a bitch as the crowd twisted in pleasure. Both players were wagering quarters on the top of their little box, game show podium, I had to suddenly leave and he offered me some small chocolate chip cookies before leaving, I think I declined for a question in the fashion of a statement, did you hear the news, the girl for Connecticut finally douched, animals crawling around the trash as the rain keeps on falling, I had horrible phone reception, but good magazines. Ideas on the warm of a cold branch changing colors in the squeeze of any more oxygen about the airs, had to gulp some drink to rid the hair of the dog headache, last thing on my head was a beer, oh I took down more than one to get the blood relocated down to the heart where it belongs, sure, it couldn't get enough of my lower torso and such so it went above and to the head when it feels fine with the thoughts, that could give way to more thoughts, what else is there when something else happens? They want money while eating the food and coming up with ideas on how to duplicate the movie deal, the local whores, cracknecks, drifters, school sorts and such coming by the window on a casual glance into the outside balloon, the last half of the first and the first half of the last, belief is something we believe in while doubt is something that leads us to the beliefs we all hold so close to us, wherein the world did Gilbert Grape go as Waldo goes on with the same striped shirt, the hero stole the cop's badge on accident, or not. Cat looks at me from top of computer wondering when it's all gonna break or if it is possible to make any more sense with the passive timing. Kid asks me in the middle of the film if I remembered what I dreamed last night. Told him yes, oh I had to think about it, kids think of the coolest shit, I wouldn't be absolutely convinced. Though believe what you may, yesterday was the anniversary of JFK's death in Dallas, TX, November 22, 2002, nearly 40 years and we don't know exactly who killed him or if they were alone, some new tapes came out and they were talking about how the rest of JFK's cabinet was en route to Asia and they were over the Pacific Ocean, so, as is the case on most nights, I went to sleep, last night during my deluge of dreams, I remember hearing someone say they were going to the JFK pool. I started to get a tinge sentimental, this used to be a pool in the town I grew up in Liberty, Mo, a fucking fabulous pool, high dive and all, yet, For some reason, when the words JFK pool were mentioned, I didn't think about the pool in Liberty. I was actually on the streets of downtown New York City looking at a modern-looking YMCA with the words John Fitzgerald Kennedy etched on the marquee of the building. So, I was in NYC and I knew I was with my folks. I wasn't 30 anymore. I went back down to about 13 or 14 years old. We went into what seemed to be a Days Inn across the street from the pool. I knew what we were in NYC for. My folks wanted to see a taping of the Johnny Carson show, some Milestone 5000 show or something. There was to be an appearance by Frank Sinatra. So, in the lobby of the hotel, my pops shows me a set of 2 tickets for 2 different shows. He was elated. I wasn't going to be going to the shows with them. They got me tickets to some hockey game or circus. Something about growing up with folks like mine, they always kept the kid shit and adult shit strictly separated. For some reason, a couple tapings of the Johnny Carson show just didn't necessitate me being a part of it. So, we have the tickets and decide to start walking around a bit. It is quite nostalgic to be back in New York City. We go by some monuments, lights and folk down the sidewalk. Then, a bus pulls up, a conversion military/prison transport vehicle that is taking a group of folks to a nearby swimming pool. I look through the barred windows on the bus and see some pretty hard eyes. Oh, I notice some nice looking gals that have what look like M-16 single quote S and a face full of camouflage paint. They all hop off the bus and one woman in particular hands me her gun and says, "Watch after this for me, kid." She gives me a smile, then marches on with the rest. I stand with the gun in my hands for a minute. My folks aren't around anywhere. I toss the gun as hard as I can across the street. It screeches to a halt under the foot of a man that looks like he knows what to do with an automatic weapon of that caliber. Then suddenly, I'm at the indoor pool looking at all the women coming out with suits on. They come to the edge. They don't seem to see me. I just happened to arrive here, likely inside the JFK pool facility, and all the girls start taking off their clothes, tops and bottoms flying. Cunts and tits flying, and all these women were perfect. I was just sitting on the side admiring. Then, that sequence was over and I was back out on the street getting myself chewed a bit by the girl who gave me her gun. I didn't have it and she couldn't find it. So, as she chewed me out, I smirked because I was remembering how good she looked with nothing but nothing on. As the dream cascaded down the royal path with wax paper under my ass and the end of the slide near, I awoke from a nap on the couch with the lime green cover in my place. Hearing the sound of water, I knew there was trouble. I had left the water running for the bath and fell asleep. So, I walked to the bathroom. There was no need to run because the damage had already been done. I went in and there was a good foot and a half to 2 feet of dirty water lopping about on my bathroom floor. So, I turned the water off and started slopping the water up in a bucket and throwing it into the toilet nearby. I see all the dirt and silt collecting in the toilet and know now that I'm really a dirty liver. Oh, that is okay with me. This is the finale of the dream. Can't remember the others. Oh, I didn't have one funk of a time around the water. Oh, the difference between 14 and 30 in dreamland was minimal. When you get tired of regular life, there is always a taxi around to take you out of town. Walking sticks in underwear just make the kids fucking giggle. Didn't quite slam the door hard enough as the kid valet smacked it so hard that the window won't roll up now. Gaze on the run. Band is gone. I eat tomato and garlic to give my ailing bones some much needed rest. Can't stop snapping the photos as the photographer asks if I'm going to finish my ham sandwich. Subsidizing parental lack at another day on the job, teenage jitters over hormonal fucking potential. At the end of the day, son, you had good music to look forward to. The lifeguard with the mole on his cheek and the riddle he drew up for his girl, one full boat of days in one empty ship of a day. You are looking for more to fill with. The last epitaph is the first thought in motion. She got her hair colored wrong and LA is ready for some orange. The Pulitzer Prize winner shot the zebra in the evening starburst show. Separate the show. from the spectacle, and you have the people coming back for more and more. Bring over some clothes and stay for just a bit, baby. They will only catch you in a lie if you did lie. The dirty truth is just that, the dirty truth. Don't mean to be crass, but when you leave I probably won't get up to help you move things about nor give you a hug. Cat weaves and turns about on the computer top. It's before 10 a.m. on December 4th, 2002, and here are the dreams on and about last night as the regular on the bike curves around the block again. The first dream of the eve had me walking up to a car that looked like mine. It was parked behind the library and the front tires were popped dead flat with a knife. The doors were open, the innards gutted. I looked and the car was funked. In the short span of time that I was in the library, upon further inspection on the backside of the car, I noticed that it wasn't my car. Immediately I was in the local Perkins in Liberty meeting my lover friend for a cup of coffee. Upon sitting down, I noticed my girlfriend from some years ago over in another booth working on some work. I looked over to get a response, nothing. I put it out of my mind and went on. I wasn't completely sure if it was her. I was talking to my lover when I started seeing my ex-girl transform. I could tell she had been in some trouble. She had a complicated pregnancy, I assumed, and her fingers were bruised to a fine bluish/purple. I saw it as she walked by and metamorphosized in a short time I was in there. So, I left and came back the next day, alone. She was there. I walked up and she recognized me. There was no hug, just a hello as we started talking and her folks walked in. Her grandfather then came in and had a brown sack lunch packed for her mother. I talked to her and her baby had complications. I couldn't see her husband around and she wouldn't explain why she was physically hurt. Her face looked extremely old. Then, the rest of her crazy family came trickling in. I was invisible to them all. Just looking at them, an odd gallery of folk, one person, a cousin or something. She was female, had a full beard that consisted of leopard skin. Then I was out, dream over, and I knew that this ex-girl was in trouble. I just didn't know if it was at all real or not. Why is it just one person to be together or to be apart? I'll just take a Cincinnati omelet. Can you make one of those? It's egg, bacon, butter, sour cream, Tabasco, some fresh gravel and good street tar. I don't believe there was a chicken or an egg in the beginning, if we want to call it the beginning. I think there was a chicken and an egg, together. Then, we had some baked chicken and scrambled eggs, lunch, dinner and breakfast at 12 sharp. Believe it was both because the creator I subscribe to has a pretty solid sense of humor and it's really beyond our comprehension to decode such a question. People that need training are people that haven't been properly trained with experience and that requires something more than we can give right now. Went into the bathroom, stepped on some cat gravel and remembered a full plate of solid dreams. One such was the apartment room. In the film I saw last night, it was apartment 216. Went to the door and the one next to it, they were sealed up for good. No entrance, no exit, those damn films. I opened my mouth and the moist air was like a kernel of tears, with a crispy, coated center treat. You, little blonde bob with purple eyeshadow, didn't Pat Benatar teach you anything? It gets so familiar that you forget it's there when it never really was there and it might never appear to be there. One of the problems with business is that the term friend has been replaced with something called relationship builders or equity to pints of occurrences. Like 1 quart of tendency, 8 quarts of government is 1 peck of franchise, 4 pecks of lovely is 1 bushel of loose, 1 quart of hosiery is 128 cubic feet of rectic, 4 gills of psychology is 1 pint of mathematics, 2 pints of criticism is 1 quart of acknowledgement, 4 quarts of all right is 1 gallon of brilliant, 31 gallons of knowledge is 1 barrel of partial permanence, 2 barrels of change is 1 hogshead of consequences, 12 inches of college is 1 foot of kindergarten, 3 feet of relief is 1 yard of temporary, 12 feet of territory is 1 rod of welfare, 660 feet of feminine is 1 furlong of suspicion, 320 rods of procedure is 1 furlong of poison, 12 units of evidence is 1 dozen pieces of extension. 12 dozen chauffeurs is one gross of elimination, 20 units of presumptions is one score of prefabrications, 1 fathom of pronunciation is 6 feet of relief, 1 nautical mile of reconciliation is 60-80 feet of theory. 12 inches of triumph is 3 feet of tomorrow, 1 rod of relevance is 1 barrel of maintenance, 3 liaisons equals 4 fathoms of technique, 1 furlong is a poisonous distance, 8 quarts of collateral is 4 becks of condemnation, 2 barrels of illiterate kids, is 1 dog's head of jeopardy, fluorescent leisure is nothing more than a grievous guarantee, listen to a library and lose the mortgage, hygiene is a jewel you will forget when you're 90, a nickel in a pageant is poison in a ridiculous rhyme, the occasional nuisance skips the ordinance to perform as a professor, sees those scholastic scissors and split the stats into the 12th vacuum, repellent is relief from visible secretaries, an asterisk is a bachelor behaving like a married political candidate, believable careers are the ones that disappear when they become utterly irresistible, lovely women are those that pride a loose livelihood and a quotient in the hot, dangerous Magmavian said, zodiac zoology is the new rage with youth that love weird waivers and x-ray machines, why have they made me spell one of the toughest words to spell correctly? This must prove that the English language truly does have a solidly good sense of humor.